For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Organizers of the Unite the Right protest in Washington, D.C. estimated that as many as 400 white nationalists might attend, but it appears many did not show. The anti-racist protesters numbered around several thousand, while the white nationalist protesters were close to 30. There was a skirmish between police and anti-fascist Antifa protesters who threw bottles and other objects at officers. Police responded with tear gas, which slightly injured some of the demonstrators. Police have kept protest groups from confronting each other, sparking violence as counter-demonstrators say they're taking a stand against hate. The demonstrations mark a year since a woman was killed protesting the same group of white nationalists in Charlottesville, Virginia. You're listening to USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Organizers of the Unite the Right protest in Washington, D.C. estimated that as many as 400 white nationalists might attend, but it appears many did not show. The anti-racist protesters numbered around several thousand, while the white nationalist protesters were close to 30. There was a skirmish between police and anti-fascist Antifa protesters who threw bottles and other objects at officers. Police responded with tear gas, which slightly injured some of the demonstrators. Police have kept protest groups from confronting each other, sparking violence as counter-demonstrators say they're taking a stand against hate. The demonstrations mark a year since a woman was killed protesting the same group of white nationalists in Charlottesville, Virginia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A group of firefighters from New Zealand are assisting in the efforts against the largest fire in California's recorded history, the Mendocino Complex Fire in Northern California. Pari Henwood says it's winter in New Zealand, so the heat is awful, but he's grateful for the opportunity to help. He says what keeps him going is thanks from the Yanks.
You don't go walking down, the streets of the camp here without every single American coming to thank you for coming to help.
President Trump continued to tweet about the Russia investigation. His personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, told CNN's State of the Union why the president won't answer questions about his private words to former FBI Director James Comey.
We're not going to take any questions on Comey because we believe that we would be almost committing malpractice by doing that. They've made it clear that they will not indicate to us what their view on this is. And without that, we run the risk of their having the ability to cite him for perjury.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A sheriff is defending the delay in rescuing children in New Mexico. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
The owners of the New Mexico compound where many children were found living in filthy conditions said they told the authorities well before they were discovered. Jerry Hogreff, Taos County Sheriff, on why the police didn't immediately search the property.
We would not have valid right to be there, and therefore the fruits of the unlawful tree would have come into play, and we would have lost anything that we could have possibly been able to criminally charge.
Four adults were